Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. If you caught it in one of the Psalms of David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We want to welcome you to the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. Hallelujah. And we are the circle of friends here under the teaching of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. One that the grandchildren call Nima. Hallelujah. Welcome on this here Thursday morning now, on the 17th day of December. Hallelujah to God. This month will soon be out of here. But before God close out this year, we got a great celebration to go to. Everyone is invited to the Christmas celebration of God. Hallelujah to God. To worship God and to praise Him for the sacrifice that He had made, sending His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. I want to welcome you to the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. We are the circle of friends. Hallelujah to God. We just thank God for being here. Thank you, Lord God. I'm excited about what God is doing. Woo, glory to God in the highest. We thank God for the scripture of the week. We thank God for everyone, hallelujah, that came to the broadcast this week. Glory to God in the highest. I tell you, God is awesome. Hallelujah. I get started as soon as I get myself calmed down here. Just the fact of being able to do something for the Lord to come and to facilitate, to come to talk about His goodness and His mercy. Hallelujah to God. We thank you, God, for Pastor Darlene. Thank you, God, for the wife. Thank you, God, for you. Hallelujah. In the circle of friends, hallelujah. Those that decided to come, those that come, that came down through the years. Hallelujah to God. We're here. It's Thursday. Hallelujah to God. And no matter what happened, no matter what transpired this week, hallelujah to God. We are brought to living. Hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Thank God for waking me up this morning in my right mind. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. We have come into this house and gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into this house and gathered in the name to worship Him. We have come into this house and gathered in His name to worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us lift up holy hands and concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship Him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, His name is called. Amen. His name is called Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in us. His name is called Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given us Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done. For us, give thanks. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. There was a song that I wanted to sing, and I'll be done. My mother wrote this song. It's a Christmas song. I was trying to get it in order, but it's been so many years. It's a little fast, but I'll do the best I can with it. It's talking about Christmas. Hallelujah. It says, I'd like an old-fashioned Christmas, an old-fashioned Christmas, when the Spirit of God was in the song. I'd like an old-fashioned Christmas, an old-fashioned Christmas, when the Spirit of God was in the song. All join in and sung along, all join in and sung along, about the baby, about the baby, about the baby that was born. Yes, he was born in a manger, a little loving Savior. And all the wise men, women, and men came to give the Holy Mother. And I'd like an old-fashioned Christmas, an old-fashioned Christmas, with it was fruits, candy, and cakes. And before the dawn would break, we was up and on the way. I like an old-fashioned Christmas. I like the old-fashioned Christmas. I like an old-fashioned Christmas again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to the broadcast. Hallelujah. Peace on earth, goodwill towards all men. We want to welcome you once a day to the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends standing in one accord. Hallelujah to God. We're here because God ordained it so that we would be here. Hallelujah to God. We're here under the teaching and the tutelage of Pastor Darlene Brunner, the wonderful woman of God. Thanking God for my wife this morning, about 37 or 38 years. Hallelujah to God. Getting up there, I've had a loose count sometimes. But she's a good wife. Hallelujah to God. And she's my better half and help me. So we thank God. Welcome to the broadcast. Hallelujah to God. I was excited. Couldn't hardly wait. Hallelujah for Thursday morning to come. Hallelujah to God. And God has blessed us to be here. Glory to God in the highest. If you're not feeling it 100% this morning, just command to leave in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We thank God, we thank God, we thank God, we thank God for the scripture of the week. Hallelujah to God. It's found in the Proverbs. Hallelujah to God. As soon as I get the phone, hallelujah to God. It's very good. It's a very impressive scripture. Hallelujah to God. It's a about speaking about the power, of life and death is in the tongues. Hallelujah to God. It's in the tongue. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for the scripture because I had it, and then something goes on with this telephone. These phones are so smart, though. You can hardly operate them. Hallelujah to God. They want to update them every few minutes. Glory to God. And as they update every few minutes, things change on it. Yes, it's in Proverbs 18. Yes, it's Proverbs 18, 21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And it says, have a glorious week, full of the love and peace and harmony. Hallelujah to God. Very inspirational. Thank God for a very inspirational scripture here. Hallelujah to God. And we thank God for it. I was, all things considered, considering how God has blessed us today, and had a wonderful time, went to New York. Oh, my goodness, God is awesome. Hallelujah to God. And it was so blessed. Lord have mercy. We won't get no prayer requests, but I started to talk about this blessing that God has blessed me with. Hallelujah to God. And you're blessed. You're blessed because you're here. You're blessed because God has blessed you. And hallelujah, I want to encourage you today. Heard Minister Chris on yesterday. My goodness, that was a wonderful day. Heard the other minister of the day before, Pastor Darling, on Monday. Hallelujah to God. And it's just a blessing to be here. And we thank God for this Thursday morning. I believe it's Colossians 1. And it speaks very profoundly. But I thank God for it. We want to move into the broadcast. I tell you, I'm excited. I think I'll be excited the rest of my life. I think I'm going to praise God until it's time to enter into the joy of the Lord. I don't have any reason to doubt God. You have not any reason to doubt God. He has been awesome. My God is awesome. During this time, Abel Shatanakayasi, of a pandemic, during this time of uncertainty, hallelujah to God, during the time that we're going through right now, we're here. A lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people have gone on. Hundreds of thousands of people are suffering through a time of bereavement. And God sent a very profound scripture to meditate on and to reflect on. Please don't forget your oil. I believe it's next week, Tuesday, that Pastor Darling's going to pray over the oil. Hallelujah to God. And get yourself one of them canisters, if you could afford it, of olive oil so that you would have enough to last. Hallelujah to God. And she's going to pray. We thank God for her being mindful as she blessed that oil. And she does it a couple of times a year for I think she had this year here. But it's a blessing to have the oil and a blessing in the anointing. Hallelujah to God. And anoint people. Give it to them. Tell them to lay hands on the sick that they shall recover. Hallelujah. That it represents the Holy Spirit. She did a great talking on it. Hallelujah to God. And this Tuesday. But the blessing of God surpasses all understanding. And the scripture, life and death, is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah to God. You can depend on God. We're going to get to the prayer in a few minutes. This scripture here, if it was in Colossians, and it spoke about the 12th verse, it says God had translated us from the kingdom of darkness, of sin, into a heavenly place. He translated us out of the kingdom of darkness. He brought you out of your sin, sickness, and the longer you stay with him, illnesses and disease, God just took you out of there. You read that scripture there, and I guarantee if you read it over, it will bless you not only the scripture, but it'll bless you today, tomorrow. You'll see a great effect by Monday and throughout the rest of your life. God cannot lie. If God speak it, he will bring it to pass. Paul was a writer. He was an orator for God. And with his worship and what he suffered and what he went through, this is the suffering way that we go. And we have to suffer with Christ. Hallelujah. God said, if you suffer with Christ, you would reign with him. It's Christmas time. Yes, it is. It's a great time of celebration. And I was so deeply hurt. This is just personal. About Christmas, and many people came and said that they could not go shopping for presents. You know, some those that can, God bless you. But there was those that just figured they are this way because they had not. I have to go and speak to them about that again. I've been speaking to people about it. That it wasn't the gift, hallelujah to God. It was about the baby that was born. God had sent his son into humanity. He sent them in the time to redeem us from under the curse, hallelujah to God. We're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and we were living without a Savior, without a God on our side, hallelujah to God. Then God saved us through various acts in the Bible. He brought us out of the land of Egypt. He brought us out of bondage. He had the suffering of bulls and bulls and sacrifices made. There was no sin until there was a law. But then people couldn't keep the law. But then he sent Jesus, which we have that covenant with him. And that's what this season is all about. The pastor, Dolly, she made a very profound statement, and it resonated in my heart. Ebo Shitana Kayasa. Okay, Holy Ghost, hold on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The I just can't tell it what to do, but just the excitement of it. And what she said was, sometimes you just have to give people a hug, let them know that Jesus loved them, cooks a little something to eat, and sings the songs and testify among one another of the songs of Zion. One lady came to me, and I'm just about done here, and she had nothing for her daughter. Knows all of them, seen them a while. Her name Rhonda is the name that just come to me, and her daughter, and they wanted some things for Christmas. You know, I said, well, I'll see if the church, they have the giveaway, this, that, the other. They need some clothes and stuff, so I took the request. And then I thought about it. I said, well, what is it that she's actually walking? I figured it wasn't too bad. Maybe I could, Lord would bless. Maybe you could get somebody to sponsor us. I said, well, I'll take it to the church and see. Because this is a grand celebration, whether you have something or not. And the daughter wanted a view thing that you put over your face. I've seen it before. It was over $200 and some. She said it was costly. I said, yeah, it's costly. And she wanted a laptop. She wanted a desk laptop. This is a few hundred dollars and stuff like that. And they wanted it for Christmas. Came to me that it's wonderful to give when you can give. And that's what thank God for Pastor Dolly bringing out yesterday. But these gifts here, they're not little wind-up toys like we had, the little doll and the stroller. They want tools and phones and stuff that can reach the other part of the world, hallelujah to God, and it can also reach into the den of darkness and sin, where which he was translated out of, hallelujah to God. I thank God for it. But in Ecclesiastic, it speaks of God and the kingdom of God that he has translated us into. Everything that you need is in the kingdom of God, hallelujah to God. And that mystery of godliness, that God is dwelling in us, that's what it's all about, hallelujah to God. That you have to realize and internalize in your mind that God dwells inside of you. And we thank God for that prayer. We got, I want to tell you something. I hope we don't take no more than the 5 minutes that we're going to get to. That's how you see the prayer request, and we're going to go into prayer and worship and stuff. I had a word from God. It was a small word, you know. It was a word that had a lot of detail to it. It was involved in it, and how faithful God is to his word. When God had called me into the ministry, and when he had told me, he had came to me, and when he told me to go on the road to learn more about him and different, and as we crossed the country, when he gave me that promise, when he told me to go, at that particular day I was holding my my baby boy in my arm. He was a young baby. I might have told this story here before. And he was so young, I don't remember. Couldn't have been too old because he was still at the stage where you put so much milk on him and you have to burp him and whatnot. And between the putting in enough milk to burp him, before that happened, God had gave me a vision. And he told me what to do. And he said, you go do my work. I'm going to take care of your family. I'm going to take care of your family. You know, everything's going to be all right. It wasn't all right in everybody else's sight. It definitely wasn't all right in the wife's eyesight, you know. But I went because I love God. Sometimes when you ask God, you say that you love God is what I want to say. When you say that you love God, he might say, prove it, you know. You might tell the Lord, send me, I'll go. God said, okay, I go. Not that God had need of anything from a man, but God would take you and let you prove you through the test, and hallelujah to God. When God proves you through the test and you have an understanding, you have a profound relationship with God, you took him everywhere you go, you have stood the test, you have testified to people about the goodness of God. The other week, God had told me to, there's something wrong there with your son. I could hear that. I picked it up. And he told me a number of other things, and God is faithful to his word. I haven't had a vacation from a job, a paid vacation, and godly, it must have been over 30-some years or more so, you know. And but God said to go. And when he told me to go, I got things together. I called, I went to the company there. They said, oh, not only do you have a few days, you have 10 days that you can get paid for. I said, well, I'll take 5 of those. And we went up the road, and God blessed. I ministered on the way up the road. Hallelujah. It was a great time. Because your life is ministry. It's not a ministry that, you know, that you have to go minister, prepare a sermon. But people are just happy to see you because the anointing is in your life. The words of eternal life is in that tongue of yours. People come to you because everybody's gone through, and they were so glad. One of my sister-in-laws told me, he said, after he's coming this way, I know he's going to stop by here. And all in my mind, I said, I'm going to go by them this time. But myself and there, but we had a time there. It was revival there. We had a wonderful time. We talked. Some people were upset because I couldn't get by them. They were calling in and put you on the phone and stuff, and it was in ministry. It was a great time. When it came time to go to New York, I called the children's mother there, and she's married and everything again. And she said, oh, no, Bill, I don't want to go there. I just went on ministering. By the time that I got to New York, she had called me back. He said, sure, come on by the house and stuff. And I went there with a wonderful time, and what happened was I did not have no idea what God had in store for me. What it was a fulfillment of a promise. And he said he was going to take care of the family. He was going to take care of my children. And God did just that. And when I got to my son, he got a nice house up there, you know. Oh, boy, yes, sir. It's a nice apartment, a condominium. And the other son's doing well. The daughter's doing well. And when I realized that it was a fulfillment of a promise that God said what he would do, he began to send an anointing. God has a way to shut down your mouth where you cannot find words to gratify his name. You just can't find the words to glorify him. And the anointing that came when you saw what God has done. And this took a number of years, but when you saw it, I was so elated by the power of God and what he has done. I said, Lord, I was ready to lay down. I said, Lord, if you don't do anything, if you take me home right now, to be well. So my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. And understand, Abel, Shitaraka. Okay. Once you get to that place where it is well with God and you continue to work in that ministry of God, and when you continuously do everything that God gives you to do all the time that you have just ministering on the people, hallelujah to God. God had sent an anointing I never felt before, hallelujah to God. It was joy that this, the thing about this anointing was the anointing just began to stay on the body, hallelujah to God. You could feel it all in the kneecaps, all over the body, hallelujah to God. It was the place that you and mine dwelling in forever, just that anointing, hallelujah to God. Glory to God. And the anointing falling, people were calling me out of our vacation. They were calling, just begin to praise God. And ministry doesn't have no open or closed doors to it, hallelujah to God. It's outside, it's beyond the four walls, hallelujah to God. It's your life, it's your walk. Every step you take, it's because of God has translated you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah to God. I tell you, the excitement of worship and the praise of God, hallelujah to God, it was just beyond words. Still can't express it today, but that was some type of anointing, hallelujah to God. And you imagine if once you get to heaven, you can live in that place, hallelujah to God. I guess that only thing that you learn to say is holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come, hallelujah. It was there, and it began to close. The thing about it was, it wasn't just on me. It would go out, hallelujah to God. And I'm just about, let me give this testimony because I have to preach there. Because God would not let you be defeated by the devil or lie, hallelujah to God. Everything was moving and everything was going this way and that way. It's good to have someone that you could pray with, that when you really need God, there's people that live that type of life that you say, we got this needs to be done. Well, what happened was I got there to New York, hallelujah. I got to New York, and we were there, and everybody's looking, and, you know, they're walking around, and everybody got the masks on in the house, and the movers are moving. And then they came up there, and they said, did you take a COVID test? Was you tested for the COVID? And I said, no, that was the truth. Then I see they started pulling up their masks and started separating. These are my children. And started moving away. I said, well, I had it. Then I went to the bathroom. I repented and said I lied. So I went out there. They said, then the ex-wife asked, did you get tested? I said, no, I didn't. I lied. I went in the bathroom. So I went in the bathroom for to repent to God because no lies of the truth. But they were all there, and they started setting themselves up, you know, and I said that because I didn't want to be rejected. I came that far. I wanted to see my children. But what happened was, it was like being in that place with God in the ship where Paul was in, sailing to a place with God that you had to go, and the trouble had came up there, and they couldn't get the peace out the door, and things slowed down and everything. But then when they had pressured me, and they wouldn't stop pressuring me. It comes a time in your life, saints of God, we're going to go into the prayer, when you have to take that stand for God. And that's when you have to be able to slip in to the holiest of all. That's when you would have to be able to step behind the veil. That's when you have to know that you're worthy, that God, you judge yourself unrighteous. That's the time when you have to know that God has judged you worthy of the kingdom of God. And I felt pressed, and I said, well, they probably want me to leave now. And then God started out with speaking the word. I said, you know, when God told me that there was something wrong with the family or with my children, I didn't waste no time. Heard the voice of God. And when I heard the voice of God, the anointing came. It felt like Paul was in the book of Acts when he was on 26, where we was in the ship. And after they went up and down, they tossed it off, all the tackling stuff. And when they had gave up, and he was at sort of which end, you know, and, all, and they had gave up all hope of living. They had saw no sun and no moon. There comes those times in your life I know that you just don't feel like going through and everything is coming against you. And then Paul got to himself. And when he began to stand up and begin to claim the word of God, he said, the God of whom I am and whom I serve stood by me and said that there would not be a loss. He had a word of revelation. There would not be a loss of a soul of anyone except for the ship. That was that type of anointing. I began to, God began to reveal stuff for me that I didn't even see or thought about it and how he just made you. I started with creation. And then that anointing came. I preached on the creation and through the laws, hallelujah to God, all the way to the promises of God. And I said, and by the time it got through hearts, what convicted, they decided to go back to church again. The moving people had started moving, but they heard the word of God. Hallelujah. The wife that was there, the ex-wife and the husband there, they began to go to started saying about they were going to go back to church. The power of God came, began to pray for them, began to heal them. It was a great celebration, hallelujah to God. But I realized one thing, that you have to be willing to die for Christ. You have to stand on that day. People will come to bash you about your faith and religion, hallelujah to God. And then God worked another miracle, hallelujah to God. He worked it for daughter, hallelujah to God. She wants to know, how is it that you know this thing here? Before I told you anything, I said, God is an all-seeing God. He knows, he sees, and he hears, hallelujah to God. And when he revealed it to come to pass, she was so shocked about it. She just got totally upset, hallelujah to God. She didn't want to hear the truth of God. Sometimes when you're called to proclaim the truth to your children, hallelujah to God, and we have that spot there, especially for our daughters, hallelujah to God. But I said, hey, this is what God said, and it's not going to change. I mean, and she just went off, and this, that, and the other. Hallelujah to God. And I stood there, and I let her go ahead and vent. And I said, look, I don't care about nothing about that situation or with this person here. I love you, hallelujah. I said, been over 50 years, I done been your father, hallelujah to God. You understand? And when I began to claim that, then she began to cry, and she began to repent. And said, I'm going to repent that because you said it was wrong. I said, I'm just the man of God that he has sent here to serve you, because you don't want to go keep on going through around the same mountain. I tell you, it was so much rejoicing. Tell everybody I went on, all I could do was just rejoice and praise God. And God's spirit came into the place the way I was, and he spread joy all the way up till I began to minister all the way back to Jacksonville. Hey, whole Shatan, I call you, see. I said, my God. I said, Lord, if that was any inkling of what heaven's going to be about, it was so strong, you cannot take that joy. You just cannot take that presence of God in you. All the sickness, everything in the body, you can feel it all in your joint, just the presence and the glory of God just reigning in your body, hallelujah to God, because you have a word from God, and God is faithful to his word, hallelujah to God. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, even until the end of the world, hallelujah to God. That's a promise. And that life is in your tongue. And that death to situation is in your tongue, hallelujah to God. Because he said in John,
that the power of your facility, he said life and death is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I tell you, when God was blessing, hallelujah, I tell you, saints of God, and we're going to go to the broadcast here. I tell you that my son that was having a problem, that God said both of them were there. Both of them got blessed. Hallelujah. You can plug this up for me, sweetheart. In the name of Jesus. Both of them that were there, God has blessed so much until words just can't explain. He talked to me more from that time until I didn't talk to him today, but until then he started calling and testing, hallelujah. There were things that he had to know, hallelujah, God. He wanted to know how God answered. I got more telephone calls from them in the last week than I got in the last 5 or 10 years. I tell you, God is awesome, God. Hallelujah to God. Well, but close see, many of y'all that have children that are not doing well, hallelujah to God, and you know that they just want to text us. They don't want to talk to us. They want to talk to their friends and stuff. But I tell you, When you stand and when you're doing the will of God, God will take care of you. He will supply all your needs according to his riches by Christ Jesus, because we know that our Father is in heaven. Hallelujah to God. We're going to go to Pastor Dolly and see if she has any able. She don't call yes, I any requests. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to try to do the best we can with the rest of this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. Hey, Bo, she told her, call by our side and our side. Just cast all your over and see you come in because he cares. He will say that Nakaya sah for you. Hallelujah. When the rising up of Bokora, suddenly I see the son to the able, come to your side and tell me the same. His name is to be praised. You have to step in to the fullness of God. Hallelujah to God. That was the mystery that was hidden in Christ. Hallelujah for the foundation. That the Almighty God dwells inside of you. Every breath you take and every word that you begin to speak, what you say, those words have eternal life attached to them. Hallelujah to God. He's worthy of the praise. That's the dollar you have. Prayer requests for something. No, that kind of seed over your side. He will see. That kind of seed over your side. For he alone is worthy. Hallelujah. God, now that kind of seed. There's been our dwelling place. Come on, Pastor God. I'm trying to meet for the Coyote and all generations. My Pastor God, you have a hallelujah. Continue in the broadcast. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. The word this morning and sharing those awesome testimonies with your family. I mean, that's one of the things that we really like to keep in mind is that our families need God and that we can take the opportunity to speak to them when we can. So we thank the Lord for that opportunity for you to be there with your children and God giving you that word of knowledge to speak to your daughter. So this morning, I just want to I'm getting more requests to pray for people who have this COVID-19 from people who we know. We know there are a lot of people around the country who are in need of prayer. So we just want to keep people in prayer that are infected or have this virus in their body, that God will bring them out. Everybody does not have to die. There are a lot of people who have survived, and we thank God for that. So we will continue to pray for those who have the COVID-19, and also want to pray for those who are dealing with drug addiction. My brother Roderick is still dealing with drug addiction. Tony is someone we've been praying for, that God can deliver from his drug addiction. There are other people out there who have drug addictions, and we want the Lord. We know God can deliver them, but they have to have a desire. So our prayer is that they will have a desire to come out of the drug addictions that they're in, and we know that God will deliver. So we also want to pray for Ramika, that God will help her to be released of that addiction to drugs and alcohol. I mean, there are those who are using alcohol, some are using drugs, illicit drugs, and there are people who are addicted to prescribed drugs. And so, you know, they can be released from that too if they would just trust in the Lord. So we want to pray that God will help those who are addicted to even the addictions from drugs that the doctors prescribe. And I just want to pray that as families come together for Christmas, that there will be peace between the families, because there are families who get together on Christmas and it's a real mess. So I just want to pray for the spirit of peace within the families. And I know that my family, we have a great time. I feel like God has just blessed us so much. My family, my mother, the way she taught us as we were children, she taught us to love each other. There were 9 in the house and there could not be chaos. There could not be bickering and that kind of thing. So that's one of the things I'm just so grateful that we were able to love each other. And even now we have really good relationships with each other. We don't have all that fighting and bickering and jealous of each other and trying to tear each other down. We try to help each other whenever we can. So I pray that other families will have that same type of love and peace and joy as they come together. And even not just at Christmas time, but during the course of the year, families really need to share love, and some don't know how because they didn't develop that kind of a peace in their lives as they were growing up. They didn't have that. So this morning, I just want to pray for families, that God will bless families to have the peace, and that the drug addiction will be removed from those who have drug addictions, and yeah, we know God can heal, and we will continue to pray. He said, pray without ceasing. So that's what we want to do, and that's what I have to say this morning. Thank you, Apostle Horsley. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Don. I appreciate that you certainly want to do that. I tell you, it was just a phenomenal hallelujah to God. We're going to go into prayer. Hallelujah, God. I tell you, I just, oh, Lord, God is just awesome. And, it's just going that way. I understand. What I want to pray for also, we're going to bless you. We have the prayer in the and then we're going to open and get a come rapidly and get in because we're going to go worship the Lord. I want to pray that the vaccines that they're giving out, that it be effective. And if any powers of darkness or people that have tried to do anything to hurt God's people, that God would just change it in the midst of them making the vaccine, that it would begin to have great success with the vaccination, because we need the people to stop dying, and we also need people to come back to God and repent and come back to God from their ways. We often go very strongly with this controlled substance, hallelujah to God, vaping and stuff, hallelujah to God, and other sins, hallelujah to God, and mental illness. I had a chance to speak with Minister Juanita, hallelujah to God, and she had blessed me, hallelujah, God, I tell you, we're going to go on the prayer. She had blessed me because when it comes to your children, that's another place. It's on the father's throne, but not blood, but the mother that had that child and swimming around in there. But I was broken myself, and she I called her, and because I went to see her while I was there, and she couldn't come see her because things wouldn't permit. But see, after she prayed, and she has a ministry to women that have these problems, that are in abusive relationships, this, that, the other. And what she said to me after that was that, Apostle, God got this. And the words that she said was, God could love your daughter more than you could ever love her. And he got to see her rest. And a peace came. Hallelujah, God. A peace. Hallelujah, God. It's peace like a river. Just a tension away. Hallelujah, God. Because we are anointed by God. He called us. He put us all in the body, fitly framed together, that we can get this done, that we can get that, we can reconcile people, hallelujah to God, that we can bring them to the altar, that they can repent and receive Jesus, hallelujah to God. If you have a few prayer requests, hallelujah to God, we'll take them. We want to go worship the Lord, hallelujah to God, in this hour of power of prayer here on Block Talk Radio, hallelujah to God. The line should be open. If you have a prayer request, hallelujah to God, say at this time. Glory to God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Marie. And I'd like for us to pray for my daughter, Charlene. She went with a different real estate company, and they're doing a video today that God speak through her for her, that, that the video be successful.
Amen. God, we pray for our daughter in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We have another request. Hallelujah, God.
Good morning. This is Lauren.
Good morning.
I have a prayer request for my leg. I've been having a little problem with my leg. Thank you. Good morning.
Oh, yes, the leg in circulation. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary. And I would like for you to pray for my daughters my family is divided with, a little anger between the two. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And brother, call your seed. You're able to shout, and I call your side. Hallelujah. You're able to see, brother, call your seed. Yes, another prayer. Another prayer request. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Good morning, Janet. I'm asking for prayer for me and my family, and everyone on the prayer line, them and their family.
Yes, hallelujah. Pray for the family, hallelujah. Give me one more prayer request. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Juanita. I would like to pray for the body of Christ And the reason I'm asking for a prayer for Body of Christ this morning is because it seems like so many of our brothers and sisters are putting more faith in this coronavirus vaccine than in the power of our God.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to lift up the Body of Christ, so we will recognize the power and authority that we have in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that our faith will be resting in Jesus and no one else but our Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. I hear so many people talk about, you know, that waiting for this vaccine, but the power, our faith should be in God, you know, not, you know, we have this coronavirus that's been going around for this year, you know, but people put more faith in that, and they're trusting more in what man is saying than standing on the word of God. So I really want to lift up the Body of Christ, that our faith will be unshakable, and that we trust in God in spite of.
Amen. Amen. See, well, we thank you. We have the prayer requests. I want everybody that can go right into the Spirit, and hallelujah, we want to praise God for it. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you. I wish we had a time that we could have read that, just the first chapter of Colossians 1, where it speaks about the power of God. You know, and the thing is, you have to use that power that's inside of you. It's like going to the stove and putting the pot up on there and not turning on the gas or turning on the electric. Hallelujah, God, nothing's going to happen until you do something. Hallelujah. Let's come on in. The lines are open, and we want to praise God and worship God and just give you all in all. We got to put this back in the path of God. Let's go. Hallelujah. God, Lord God, especially pray request for families, oh Lord God, that the body don't come against me, God. Hallelujah, God. Especially request for families, oh Lord God. We want to call them to pray, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Heart conditions, oh Lord God. Kidney conditions, oh Lord God. Lord, give me the name of Lord God in the name of Jesus and the body of Christ, oh Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, God, break the addiction of drug
know sometimes he tells us to just be still and know that he is God. And as we are being still, we just want to keep the faith. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your hope in the Lord, even though sometimes we have to just be patient. Sometimes we have to wait and see when God would bring what it is that we need. There may be times that it might be right at the midnight hour, but we know that he's right there. He's already taking care of your needs. So be encouraged. God is not through with you yet. And all things good and perfect come from the Lord. He's covering your family, even those who, when I was out in sin, my mom was praying for me. And we pray for each and every one who is still out there struggling in their sins. And we know that God will continue to tug on their hearts. It's just a matter of them making that decision. And we believe that many more of our family members will make that decision before they're called away into the eternal place. So we are grateful for being here, you all being here today. Come back tomorrow. Our Pastor Scholastica will be facilitating, and we'll look forward to what the Lord has in store for us. And go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu and continue to rebuke the devil and let him know that he is a defeated foe in the name of Jesus. And everything that the enemy has tried to bring against you will not prosper, because God said it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's his word. And so we will continue to trust in the Lord and send every negative word back to the sender. And make a declaration in your life that you are blessed and cannot be cursed. Begin to speak the word of God, because that's what we're talking about over these last few weeks, is our tongue. And what we say out of our mouth makes the difference. So let's say good things out of our mouth and keep positive things in the ears of others that we are speaking to. Amen. Everybody go and enjoy your day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904 804-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.